The Crosstalk Unhinged podcast is brought to you by BlueChew.com. Get the chewables that give you the confidence you need and the performance you both want when it's time to have fun. BlueChew.com, promo code unhinged.
Here's a little story I like to tell about four bad brothers you know so well. They had a little segment back in history with Carmen, Yurko, Wildo, and Sylvie. That's right, motherfuckers, Crosstalk is back. But you can only hear it if you have this app. ESPN 1000 Chicago, look under Wildo and Sylvie, Carmen and Yurko. Uncut, uncensored, and never discreet. You will like this as much as Carmen likes feet. 30 minutes of talking shit amongst friends. Crosstalk unhinged. Let the show begin.
What the fuck is up? We are ready for a Super Bowl weekend.
Yeah, baby.
It is all four of us together for Crosstalk
Sounds
Unhinged.
Sounds like there's some low energy in this room.
Oh, right? I feel good. Let's go. Yeah, check.
Get some tea in there, man.
Yeah, just saying.
We were just talking about radio. Dick Cuts would have been a great
I'm
DJ
spinning
name.
Spinning the dials.
Back in the 70s, yeah. Right?
Like, Dick Cuts.
Time for deep tracks with Dick Cuts.
Dick Cuts.
Yeah, we're going to go B-side.
Right. Is that C-U-T-Z or C-U-T-T-S?
Either or. I like Sylvie was talking last week about
C-U-T-Z. That's good.
C-U-T-Z, yeah.
I'm Dick Cuts.
Sylvie was talking about last week his start in Estherville, Iowa, and it was K-I-L. What was this?
K-I-L-R.
K-I-L-R. Killer. I'm a killer radio. Yeah. That's awesome.
They didn't go by that,
but you said the owner was like
he wouldn't go killer.
Dude, those are great call letters.
Yeah, but
killer radio.
The guy that owned the station was kind of a square, right?
Isn't
that
what you said? Yeah.
I don't mean that in a bad way.
He was a rube.
Very religious.
You could have WQIL, and you could still go with WQIL.
Mark Silverman, welcome to the killer.
Killer Radio. I'm Mark Silver.
All right, I'm Dick Cuts.
Director.
Now you guys got to come up with your own name. I came up with Dick Cuts.
I don't know. I think I'm the one who said what a great radio name that would be.
I know,
Dick
but
Cuts.
I brought it up.
You want to claim it then?
Kind of.
No, it came out of my pie hole first.
I'm Peter Handy.
I got Dick Cuts and Peter Handy on the left side of the table.
I'm Uncle Larry. I'm Larry Lujak. That's it.
Come on, you gotta be so.
You gotta create something.
Peter Handy.
Pete Handy, Dick Cuts.
You
could
be there is Seymour Butts.
No, I don't want to be Seymour Butts.
He's actually
I gotta do something play off of the small hands, right?
Well, you can do whatever
like
you
if
want.
If you're going Peter Handy.
You can be Richard. You can be Richard Cockburn.
That's not. That's
why
not
does
bad.
Everything have to use? Why does everything have to be a play on like a cock?
Because
or something?
We're sophomoric.
I don't know. Welcome to Unhinged.
That's why.
Just your first day in the building.
Yeah, and you could be Soros Phallus. Our Greek friend Soros Phallus.
Or Phallosaurus, depending on how
either way. Henry Smallfinger,
dinosaur.
I'll be
Dick Soros.
I'll be
S-O-R-O-S.
You can be Tiny Digits.
Tiny Digits is good.
That's not close enough to a name. Like
no, it is.
Peter
Handy. I think Tiny Digits is a good last name.
Peter Handy.
Peter Handy's great.
I'll be Dick Wacker. Yeah.
Dick Wacker's good.
Dick Wacker with you overnight.
We got two dicks
on Killer Radio, K-I-L-R, Estherville, Iowa.
Battle of the Dicks.
I feel like I'm
bringing you the news today is Peter Handy.
It's Dick Wacker against Dick what?
Dick Cuts.
Dick Cuts.
Dick Cuts and Dick Wacker taking you through the overnight hours.
I bring you up to midnight, and then I turn it over to Dick Wacker. He'll be with you until 6 a.m.
That's where we have a sword fight.
Time for traffic and weather with Peter Handy. Peter, what's going on?
Great on 80. Dan Ryan's all jacked up today,
Dan Ryan, we're in fucking Estherville. What are you talking about?
Where's Dan Ryan?
I don't know where the Estherville is.
He had his place over in Ukrainian Village. I pippin'd him.
No, you did not.
You didn't.
You took a dump, but you didn't top shelf.
He christened the base, the downstairs.
I think I remember that.
We were going what were
we?
We
were
doing?
Going to Boston, going to Sam Boston. Adams.
Yeah, I think I remember.
When I just moved in.
Jamaica Plains.
Yeah. I said, hey, I got to take a shit.
Been there.
We
and
need to go.
Wait, I haven't even taken a shit.
No, right? It sucks. You want to take your first shit in the toilet in your new apartment.
Yeah, but how many shits did you ultimately take in the other bathroom down there?
That was my, that was like, you know where you settle in with your shitter?
Yeah.
Even though that wasn't my master bathroom.
It was your favorite.
That was my shitter. Oh. I loved taking a shit in that downstairs.
I'm even more proud. I'm more proud that I did that.
That was your favorite one. Everybody's got a favorite, you know?
Yeah.
I think that's true. It doesn't always have to be the master.
I love taking a shit in my basement toilet right now.
Do you? Downstairs?
Yeah, down my basement. Well, right before I go work out, I take a great shit.
I get away from the kids.
Well, yeah, it's quiet.
Yes.
Yeah, it's more quiet down there. Of course. You know? Nobody's knocking on the door trying to get
leave
in.
The hell alone.
I could shit in a cornfield. Doesn't matter. I don't have a favorite.
I heard you say the other day you maybe go shit in State Street. I go out and shit in the middle of State Street.
You really don't have a power rankings for toilets for your shit?
No.
Oh, boy. I've got some.
No, they're equal.
I mean, I've got power rankings just around us where it's good to take a shit, like the Renaissance. I don't want to give away the secrets.
Oh, that's great secrets. You don't want to give away. What do you mean you don't want to give away?
Well, I don't want to give away the secrets.
Like, all of a sudden, there's going to be a big line at the Renaissance because Carmen recommends.
Yes.
There are people that will stop.
I got a tip.
See how nice
hot tip. Got a hot tip on
if somebody listens and they're like, oh, I work by the Renaissance.
Shit. Well,
Carmen said there's
in the Renaissance, you got to go up one flight of stairs, you take a left.
You're two for two, so do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I've been there.
Oh, yeah.
I shit there.
Upstairs, or are you going, like, across from the check-in? Upstairs.
To the left.
Yeah.
It's a great shitter.
Yeah.
It's clean.
Yeah.
It's got the high doors. Yeah. You know, the big
nobody's in there.
Nobody's
going there because it's kind of off the beaten path.
All marble.
I'll give you a good one.
You know who would shit in there if they had, like, a convention, like down the hall in one of the big rooms?
Who?
Over there. I'm just saying, if they had a convention.
Oh, sure.
Because they have convention floors.
They do.
Or rooms on that floor.
They do. At the far end of the floor. They do, yes. So Waddle knows it. It's a great commode.
I'll give you a good one. The Virgin Hotel, right down the street there.
Yeah?
There's one upstairs, too. Like, a
you're
very
being serious?
Private. Yes.
All right.
Very private.
See, this is why this is helpful. We always said there should have been an app for that, and why didn't we create that?
I bet
that?
There is.
Yeah, the problem or is there's not. We missed the boat on that, probably.
ComfyShitters.com.
Yeah, so I'll check out the one in the Virgin Hotel. That you know. You
why not just go to the bathroom here?
Well, like, are you not, one this here? Is not a good one.
If you have to take a
and
shit.
Too much traffic. Too much traffic
yeah,
coming in and
like,
out.
I'm going to walk down there and take a shit when he could just walk down the hall and take
well,
a
most
shit.
Of the time I do, but there's still.
You're a little freaky like that, huh?
That's not being freaky. There's a lot of traffic.
And good shitters.
Here's the other thing. For some reason, like, the sales guys walk in and everything's got to be a conversation. Yeah. Like, I don't need to talk in the bathroom.
You're also the guy that doesn't, I know this firsthand, you're the guy that doesn't lock the door.
I locked the door. The latch was broken, yeah, Waddle.
It's my favorite story.
It was broken. But, like, the you know, the sales
Waddle
guys
finally. Waddle knocks open. Tell the story again.
I'm taking a dump. And the latch was broken, and Waddle comes. I'm sitting there reading the paper. That's how long ago this was. We'd still bring the paper into the bathroom.
That's such a compromising position.
And Waddle, all of a sudden, I hear Waddle walk in because he was talking to someone like as he walked into the bathroom. So I could hear it's Waddle. And the next thing I know, the door comes flying open. He's like, oh, hey.
Hey, I'm
like,
Carm, how you
dude,
doing?
I'm, you know, I said, the latch is broken.
He's like, Carm looks at me. He's like, the fuck are you doing? And I go, well, I don't know. I mean, the door wasn't locked. Shit's without a door locked.
And you're having a conversation.
Yeah,
shut the
stood
fucking
there
door.
To him
I'm like, shut
like
the
10
door.
Seconds.
Yeah, he's like, I'll come back later.
I'll come back to Dean's bed.
Yeah, exactly.
I won't be here.
I won't
later.
Be here later. That's why you got to go to the Renaissance sometimes. It's nice and quiet. No, the fucking latch is always working. Nobody's going to bust in
the
on
toilet
you.
Paper roll is busted in there now.
That's what I'm saying. Like, the, you know,
you think
here's
what happens in the Renaissance.
Like, our bathroom.
No. It does. Carm marches downstairs and knocks on the front desk or hits the bell.
Yeah, they're like, do you stay here, sir? No, I'm just using your shitter. You know what doesn't work in our bathroom?
Wait for a coffee.
You know what doesn't work in our bathroom? The toilet seat cover dispenser doesn't work. Half the time, the toilet paper roll dispenser is
fucked
up.
Do you use the wait? Do you use the toilet seat cover?
I wipe the seat down with a couple of thick
with
paper,
what? With
toilet paper. Toilet paper.
And you think that's getting rid of the when Yurko sat on that fucking toilet and pissed all over it before? You think that's getting rid of the germs?
You know, I
you fucking ain't right up here.
Okay, toilet seat cover. You know what the truth is? Probably not. But it makes me comfortable mind wise.
You don't use a toilet seat cover in a public bathroom?
Never.
It's disgusting.
That's uncomfortable.
That's disgusting.
Because there's no chance germs. You're not slide. You slide around and your ass is definitely
not a good feel.
Your ass is definitely hitting the toilet seat.
Too many germs for me.
I like to have a good a good sticky feeling.
What are you putting spider tack on the toilet seat as you sit down? Like what the fuck?
I like to have grip. The feel a feel of my ass cheeks on the toilet seat as opposed to sliding around.
No
spider tack.
I don't want to slide around with that thing.
You know, slide around? Who's the guy that does, hey, I'm Phil whatever. This is where they
the big tub of, look at this super industrious
Flex Seal
5000.
Yeah.
Sylvie's putting it down on the toilet.
Coating the toilet seat with Flex
Seal. Doesn't that thing make you slide around on
I'm
the
Mark
seat?
I'm Mark Silverman for Flex Seal Tape 5000. Do you hate sliding around when you're on the shitter? For just $19.99, you can buy my special adhesive.
You could glue your ass to any toilet seat in North America.
I don't want to be glued.
Guaranteed not to slip and slide.
But do you know how they give you, like, when you go to the carnival and they give you that thing to on the slide? And they give you
the bag?
The bag. And then they go... That's what I picture you doing on that toilet
seat. That thing's got more germs than anything on the planet.
That thing does. I've never slid off the toilet. I don't find that my sliding around. I think it's disgusting to use a public toilet without it.
This is a good web poll question today.
And by the way, that little shitty piece of paper is fucking...
At least my ass isn't touching the seat.
Oh, yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Is there anything more disgusting than at the airport when they have the plastic... On the toilet
seat. You hit the button.
And you're supposed to hit the button. There's no chance that you're getting a new clean part of it.
Yeah.
It just spins around in a circle, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Where you're just getting the other dirty part.
We call that in the medical industry a placebo.
Yeah, that's exactly what that is. Good
call.
That's
a placebo.
Placebo effect, baby.
It has no effect. It just makes you feel better.
That's so nasty.
That's a toilet seat placebo.
And it's plastic, and then you just see piss on that.
Oh.
And then you're supposed to hit the button, and you're getting fresh, but you know it's not fresh.
The same goes for, like, the old gas station stops used to have it. The same concept with the towel. Remember, you'd pull the towel down.
Oh, the cotton, when it was a cotton towel?
Remember? And it's like, oh, no, it sanitizes to go through. Sure. Yeah, I bet it is. Reuse this towel that the last guy...
Do you remember that?
After he had his hands on his balls.
Placebo towel.
Yeah, placebo towel. And, yeah. I'm like, no, that's fucking gross, man. Put some fresh towels in there. Oh, disgusting.
Does Yurko piss on the seat? You said Yurko pisses on the seat.
Well, I mean, listen, do you think he's mindful of not? I mean...
Maybe piss where me wants to.
Are you mindful of not pissing on a seat, or do you not care?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
I'm very worried about that. My aim is deadly.
Yeah, right.
By the way,
I'm shooting ducks with my cock.
I don't even know what that means.
Take dead aim when I got a firearm on my shoulder.
Ducks with
I take dead aim with my penis.
Oh, okay. It's like your... I got
He's got a duck cock.
I mean...
Quacks.
Does he have? Do you guys have spots like when I?
It's like duck.
I got liver spots on my cock. Is that bad?
Liver spots.
I think my cock is aging faster than my body.
Liver spots.
Is that a real thing? Could that be a
problem? Stop dipping it in fucking grain alcohol.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I got liver spots on my cock. I'm getting old.
Oh, you don't.
I don't think that's a sign of getting old.
I do. It's aging before the rest of my body.
Oh, God.
I'm worried about
Danny Zetterman.
I didn't think I was going to hear that today. Liver spots on his cock.
Zetterman once had on his Armchair Nutritionist podcast a sex expert, a woman who was a sex expert, and she said it shrinks as you get older like a lot of your other organs do.
Of course it does. It's like everything.
Sweet Jesus. I can't afford that to happen.
You've got to stretch it consistently.
Yeah, she
just keep stretching.
She recommended a product to buy. She goes, no shame, just like Blue Chew, no shame. She goes, you should buy a product and keep that thing plump.
Just stretch it every couple times a week.
What's the product?
I think it was called the Whopper.
Whopper.
With cheese or without?
Without, I think. She goes, yeah, you know what?
You don't want any cheese.
Yeah, you got some. I think you got some cheese in yours. With that anteater going over.
Oh, God.
Dude, that medication isn't going to do anything. Stretch it. It's like stretching your hamstring.
I don't think stretching it makes it bigger,
Tommy. It's a muscle carb.
I've tried stretching it. It doesn't make it any bigger.
What happens if you...
What? My hamstring doesn't get bigger when I stretch
no,
it?
No, but if your hamstring, if you don't stretch your hamstring, it will contract.
Yeah, well, that's true.
You have to keep it pliable and keep it long and lanky.
Yeah.
So you should
you
do
sit
dick
and pull
stretching.
On the taffy just to stretch it out, like in the morning?
I mean, every now and again, you're sitting and you're watching a television
and you
show.
Just pull
just
on it?
Just fucking give it a tug.
It's funner if you got a partner pulling on it.
Well,
for you,
I give it plenty of tugs. Mine's stretched out.
That's much better.
I conditioner, your mind is stretched.
Yeah, I almost drove off the road. She goes, "Oh yeah, it shrinks, guys, as you get older." I was like,
"Of course it does. It's like every muscle in your body."
It's not good.
What do you? I mean, like your biceps aren't getting bigger just sitting around, are they?
No, that's a good point, I guess. Yeah,
because
you got to exercise your cock.
Exercise your cock.
But your balls get bigger because they start gravity starts pulling on your balls.
Well, somebody's tugging on them though. It's gravity.
Yeah.
Do the balls get bigger or does just the sack get
the leathery man sack?
I think gravity's pliable.
Yeah, the sack just.
I don't think if your balls are getting bigger, you need to see your doctor.
You might have a problem. Yeah, that's true. I think they're just the gravity's taking effect over a long lifetime.
That's right.
Slow.
By the way, listen, think about your nutsack. Think about, like, the skin on your chin or other places where that's...
I hate that.
Look, turkey. I mean, it's... Yo, look at it. You got to get a little turkey
I'm getting
gobbler.
A nice gobbler myself.
So am I. Think about your balls. Like
turkey for me.
Your
and
balls,
they're down
your
there,
cheek,
right next
your
to your anus,
whatever.
Too.
Right next to your anus.
Right next to your anus. And you ever, you fart and you get that one of them... You know there's some remnant
again.
Coming out of there. You know there's remnants.
Are you saying that like you got a deflector
you
shield?
Like
your nuts
not.
Are a deflector shield?
That's why when your sack sits down there, it just kind of, it's got a scent about it. You know, when you get home from work for the day, you're like, oh, Christ, I need to take a tub.
Take a shower.
Take a tub.
Wait. You're farting on your sack?
I mean, really, you're saying you're farting on your balls?
All right,
that's
well,
what's
listen,
happening?
I'm 55.
Right.
What I'm saying is my sack is prodigious. I remember, I had to lower the water in my toilets. I had to lower the water in my toilets because I was having a condition. My balls were floating.
I don't believe that
in the water.
That's a Johnny. That's a Johnny Goodkid story.
Like
that's
Colossus
not true.
And Van Wilder.
Like Colossus, yeah.
Remember Colossus?
Of course.
The little bulldog, his nuts came all the way up to the top.
The best.
I remember.
Underrated movie.
So great.
Those nuts could have raised the Titanic. That's how big.
So you're
they
saying
were.
Your balls are big enough and large enough and that you
they
fart
descend into the water.
I don't understand. I still don't
now,
feel like
right just, here.
The physics
well, look,
of it.
How far is the anus? If you got a pair of jeans on, it's just a natural
wait a second. If
shoot,
you,
a natural tunnel going
if,
there.
Johnny, if you had to, could you cover your anus with your ball sack by wrapping them through?
If I really if tugged on them. If I really good. Tugged
you
on
really stretched them back there?
Yeah. One would go for sure, because the one that's lower would definitely go.
You ever try the Buffalo Bill, like just get in the mirror and tuck it all back?
I never tried the Buffalo Bill.
I got a story.
Jim McMahon used to walk around the locker room like that.
My buddy Phil, my best friend from Cincinnati, was going through
Jimmy Mack
the football locker room.
He
played defensive tackle
handsome.
For us. Doing just that.
Just that?
Walking through and trying to, you know, hey, look at me. Yeah. Look at this, everything. Coach came out and saw him. It was like, oh, really? Think that's funny? Yeah. Brought him into the coach's room made him walk in front of like 12 coaches and basically saying, this is, do you want to do this show? Come in here and do this show for everyone here.
That's amazing. I bet he never tried that.
Never did it.
A little embarrassed.
It's also a fireball offense these days.
Listen, it was the early 80s.
Yeah, no, I know, right, yeah.
Much different time. Yeah. You could get away with shit like
this
that.
This is like, I hope no one is has listened to this while they're working out because somebody has dropped a dumbbell or something. well, listen, this has been an all-timer, I think.
It has been pretty good.
This episode has been an all-time
spinning
laugh out loud
dials,
one.
Dick Cutts and Dick Wacker.
I'm very happy today.
Yeah.
Why would I be very happy today?
Because it's Friday.
Super Bowl
You're
weekend?
Going out of town soon.
It's Friday.
No.
Super Bowl weekend?
Who didn't make the Hall?
Oh
dude,
Hester.
Don't be happy about that.
What the fuck? Taking
that well, listen, I might argue that a special teams player should be in, but I would not say that I'm happy Devin didn't get in.
I'll
be happy when Devin gets
guys,
in.
Guys, you put your saddle shoes and pom-poms on and whenever you want. You can go cheerlead for Devin all you want.
I will.
I've let you know, and I've given you the numbers, and I've given you the facts to let you know why he's not a Hall of Famer.
So if you guys want to cheerlead for him,
I know, but,
you
but
guys
want to
get down there and do some high kicks for him, you guys feel free, but you got the wrong fucking guy here.
I don't think anybody's going to be the good kid.
Getting into the Hall of Fame. Bears Johnny came love. In today Steve and said, hey, Johnny, celebrate this.
Steve asshole. McMichael, Peanut Tillman, Olin Krutz, blank, blank, blank. Then you can go to Devin Hester.
Look, it still took Richard Dent probably about 6 or 7 times.
Did he really?
How long did it take Camp?
It took Camp a long time. Several times.
Took him forever.
He'll get in next year or the year out. He's getting in.
He will.
I was glad to see Zach Thomas got in.
Zach Thomas. Very deserving.
You're still the guy, huh? You're the guy running
around.
That's
what
they call it. Well, you're surprised with all these kids coming out.
It's not
I was surprised Rondé Barber got in. Is that
me too?
I didn't think
he's the Fred McGriff of football players, isn't he?
A lot of stats, but he played a long time.
No. The shocking one now is Zach Thomas.
I said I'm glad he got in.
Yeah, but that's the one. I mean, now you've lowered the bar.
DeMarcus Ware, too?
Like, DeMarcus Ware's awfully good.
Here's your problem with DeMarcus Ware. There is a slew of defensive ends that are there that are available to go in that have more sacks than DeMarcus Ware does.
Doesn't Jared Allen have more?
Well, I don't know if he's got more, but he's close. Does he have more? He's right there.
Julius Peppers is eligible next year. He'll go in, won't he?
I would think Julius is going right in. I would think.
Did Torrey Holt not get in again?
Torrey Holt did not.
Torrey, that's ridiculous. I mean, come on now. You got to chip away at the receivers. You got to take one a year.
Problem is, you've had Chuck Howley waiting since the 70s to get in. Mm. You've had Joe Klecko retired probably in the early 90s waiting to get in.
Joe Klecko just got in, right?
He got in.
That's my point.
Right. Yeah,
these are guys that have been waiting for a long time. Yeah. Why is Joe Klecko allowed to wait for 30 years and the great Devin Hester's got to be in right away? The hell's going on?
Well, Mongo's got to get in one of these one of these votes.
Veteran ones, yeah.
I would hope on the veteran at some point, those guys that realize how good he was and that played against him make the argument.
The minute you let Richard Seymour in, you opened the door to ridiculous. Of others.
Well, I mean, yeah.
I mean Dan Pompey, you know, put a very good case together for
Mongo?
For Mongo, didn't he? Was it Dan or was it somebody else?
But somebody's got to, like, maybe it's that veteran committee thing or whatever it is, whatever their version is of the veteran committee. I mean, somebody needs to get in there.
Mongo retired in 94. So 99 was his first year of eligibility.
Yeah.
Which, what is it, 25 years you can be on there?
Oh, is that what it is?
Then after that, he'll go to the veterans.
Okay, so in a couple more years.
He'll go in.
No, he is on the veteran. I thought he is. I thought he's
25 years would be next year.
This year he was eligible and he didn't.
That's what's surprising.
If it's 25 years, that's next year.
Well, is it 25 years from the time you retire or 25 years from the time you're eligible?
I don't know what the rule is, but he was eligible for the veterans this past year. They presented him.
Well, I wish someone. Get us in there for crying out loud. We'll make the argument.
I wonder if it's he's
an argument worth making.
Of course.
I wonder if he's a victim of being on a team that's already got a bunch of guys already in.
That could be.
Chuck Howley had the same thing.
Right. There's three guys.
Yeah, Bob Lilly.
Yeah.
Who else did you have there? That went in.
Ed Too Tall?
Oh, yeah, might have been Too
Harvey,
Tall Jones.
Harvey Martin.
Is he in the Hall of Fame? Harvey Martin?
Well,
Bob Lilly for sure.
Yeah, Chuck Howley was way before any of those guys.
But you make a good point. You've already got Samurai, you've got Dent, and you've got Hamp that are already in. And how many guys are they going to put from one defense?
Well, if you're worth it, you're worth it.
I know.
Absolutely.
I know.
And then,
think about the Pittsburgh Steelers offense. Terry Bradshaw's in. Franco's in. John Stallworth is in.
Lynn Swann is in.
Like, they got four guys from that. And I guarantee you there's an offensive lineman. Mike Webster's in.
Yeah. That's a good point. There's a lot of guys from that defense.
That they're not throwing the ball as much, for Mongo to have that many sacks when he played on a defense with other guys who were compiling stats, like, I think it's more impressive.
It's crazy.
Don't tell me that he got stats because of others. I believe other people benefited because Mongo was on
that
defense.
There's no doubt. Good point. There's no question.
All right.
We're not going to get an argument here, boys.
Blue Chew is back, guys, with us. And you know they've got mint-flavored chewables now. Did you know that? Active ingredient in Levitra and I can't read some of these fancy words. Yeah, but basically they want you to know that not only can you get hard, now you can stay fresh.
You're going to get hard penis, Carm. How can you not understand those words?
That's true.
Hard penis.
You're going to get hard. You can hang wet towels from it, guys. You're going to stay hard and you're going to be fresh all at the same time because they've got mint-flavored chewables. Get that month's supply for free by going to bluechew.com and use the promo code Unhinged.
Cartman wants to see you perform that test. Tweet him those pictures.
Yes, please do. No, hang wet towels for a minute. Go ahead and show it. What are we hard for? Super Bowl 57 for me.
Super Bowl,
for
sure.
Super Bowl
weekend, right?
A little bit of golf, but Super Bowl for sure.
Should be a good time. This was
24-23 Chiefs.
24-23. All right. I've got a small on money line, but not small. But I got a play on the Chiefs money line.
Do you?
At even money. So.
Nice.
Yeah, I think the Chiefs are going to win the game.
What about you guys?
Dorothy likes the Eagles. I like the Chiefs.
I got the Kansas City Chiefs on the money line as well. It's hard because the Eagles feel like they're the better overall team. But
I think they are.
I can't bet against Patrick Mahomes.
I'm with you.
I'm going to go with my initial feeling I had from the jump. This is a quarterback play.
Yeah.
And the quarterback play, to me, dictates you need to go Chiefs. With Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs.
Clean sweep.
I've got it like 31-20.
That'd be just over. That's on the number, yeah, or just over, depending on where you're getting it
under in this game.
I'd kind of lean a little bit. If it gets over 51, and if it gets over 51, and I don't think it's going to now, I will definitely bet the under. I don't think it's going to get, because now it came back down to like 50.5. I was hoping it would go to 51.5 or 52, and I was going to play the under, but probably not going to happen.
Because it's like 27-24.
And 51's a key number, yeah. And big betting group early in the week made a big bet on the over 50.5 that drove it out to 51, so... A very influential betting group. All right, boys, enjoy the Super Bowl. This was a fun show. We'll see everybody next week. Why don't you go fuck yourself, Tommy?